Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll be joining the share. Parshas Matos Maaseh Tovshin Pehei. As we mentioned last week and in an earlier share, the Dirshu's Amud Yoimi began Masechta Pesachim this past Monday. If you want to join and you have not yet joined, due to the fact that it's an Amud and not a blot, so today is Gimel Amud Beis, so you're only a blot and a half to catch up. Blot and a half behind, as opposed to, if it would be Daf HaYomi, it'd be three blot behind. That is one of the milos of Amud Yomi. So if you'd like to start Masechta Pesachim, finish in time for next Pesach, Tovshin Pei Vav, it's not too early. They're cutting the wheat already, or they did already for next Pesach. So it's not too early to start preparing. Join Amud Yomi, Dear Shoes, Amud Yomi schedule. You can find Shiurim on Torah anytime on all daf on AmudHaYomi.org. Many, many Magide Shir to choose from if you would like to join this wonderful program of Amud Yomi. Today's Shir I'd like to dedicate Lili Nishmas, Devoira Rus, Bas, Reb Chaim Yisrael, Mrs. Ruth Stefanski, Aleh HaShalom. Today's her second Yahrzeit. She's the mother of my dear friend, Yadid Neurai, Reb Chaim Yisrael, Zuzan Gesund und Stark, and it should be an Eloi for her Neshama. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Posuk Tes Zayin. Klal Yisrael comes back from the war of Midian, and they left alive the Nekevites. Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. He says, Achayisim kol Nekeva, how could you leave them alive? Hein Heina, these were the ones, and Rashi says, you were able to point which Nekeva was Machshel, which Yid in Klal Yisrael. Hayu Livnei Yisrael, these were the ones that were to Bnei Yisrael, Bidvar Bilam. The uncle says, Ba'atzas Bilam, as the Eitzah, the word and the Eitzah of Bilam. What was the Eitzah of Bilam? Rashi tells us, the famous Rashi, B'Shem Chazal, that Bilam told Midyan, Afilu atem machnisim kalauma shabailam, or hamayna shabailam, whichever you're gairis, even if you're going to get all the multitudes and armies in the world, you're not going to be able to win against Klal Yisrael. Are you more than the Egyptians? Sheish mea isrecha bochur, but I have an eitzah for you. I'll give you an eitzah. Eloi keyem shel eilehu zayne zimahu. The Rabban Hashem hates nus. If you get them to do nus, that's it, you're in. This was Bidvar Bilam, the eitzah Bilam gave to Midyan, Limsar mal ba'ashem al dvar par, to bring Klal Yisrael to rebel against the Rabban Hashem. With Baal Pa'or Vatiha Magefa Vadas Hashem, and that resulted in the Magefa that we saw in the end of Parshas Balak. Rav Meir Simcha has a different pshat, a mechudish tikka pshat. Zokt Meshechachma Perek Lamed Aleph Posuk Tes Zayin. Yitochen, ki darchi ha-Toyra, the ways of the Torah, levli sur mi derech ha-Toyra, that one cannot stray from the path of the Torah, af kimeloi shal, even one step. Even one step. A person cannot stray from the ways of the Torah. And the Gemara of Avakama tells us, Nun Amad Aleph at the bottom there, V'chalo Imra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron. Anyone who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatron. That means he overlooks things, he doesn't really pay attention. He's not going to be so medactic. The Gemara says about him, Yivatru Ma'ohi. Says Rashi, that means to say, Yufkaru Chaya V'gufay. His life and his guf should become hefker. Why? Shel moira el habriya islachtai. Because if you teach that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a mevater, he's a vatron, he overlooks things, you're teaching people to sin. Because kol zman people know that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a person to judgment on everything. So hopefully that will help a person stay in line and not sin. But if a person knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mevater, he'll overlook things, he don't have to worry so much, he's not so medactic, he doesn't care so much. So then, that opens up a person's mindset to say, okay, so it's not the end of the world if I do an Avera. Shemoyre l'abriya slachter, Rashi says, he teaches people to sin. By saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron, now, it doesn't mean Hashem is not a marachaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives time for a person to tshuva. But everything is going to come to din. That's what we learn in Pirkei Avos. Everything is going to come to a din. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a Vatran that he overlooks it. Of course, he's a Rachamon and he's a Marachaf and all of that. But to say and to think that it'll be okay, I can just do what I want, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to overlook it. That the Gemara says, that is what Chazal tell us. Mashain came Bilam, but Bilam had the exact same opposite advice for Klal Yisrael. Omar li Yisrael, he said to Klal Yisrael, and this is a Pelotika thing, he never really said it to Klal Yisrael. He said it in Nevuah. Bilam said it in Nevuah that was in the Torah. Chav Gimel, Chav Aleph. What did Bilam say? Lo yihibit oven b'yakov, v'lo yira omel b'yisrael. Lo yihibit oven b'yakov. Af imchaitim a meisiv leiv lahem ve'inem anisham. Rashi says over there, what does it mean, lo yihibit oven b'yakov? Tavar acher acher pshuta hu nidrash medrash noah. He doesn't look at the Averis. Kishen Ivrim al Dvorov, when they are over on his words, Aine Midaktik Achaream Lisboinin Ba'inish Ba'ovin Shalahem Vamolon. He doesn't, it's not Midaktik to look at Mimisboinin and their Averis and what they did wrong. Shein Ivrim al Dosai. Now, normally when you learn that Rashi, it sounds like a Shvach. The Bilam is saying, what am I going to do to Akla Yisrael? Rabbi Hashem loves them so much, he overlooks things for them. But Dr. Meir Simcha, Bilam was actually at this moment giving advice to Akla Yisrael. He was telling them, Akla Yisrael, don't worry, you could sin. Because Lehibit Avim Yaakov, Lehramu B'Yisrael. Those words are the exact opposite of what Chazal say. Bilam was saying, you don't have to worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mevater. Afim choytim ein meisim leiv lahem, ve'inam anisham. Even if they sin, he doesn't pay attention, he doesn't punish them. V'haraya, what does the next pasuk say? Kel moitziyam im Mitzrayim. Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Zokta meshechachmo. So what? Shahayu oz halalu oiv de'avayda zara. Halalu oiv de'avayda zara. We know, by the Yam. The Misorah Shel Yam said, what are you talking about? The Rav oiv de'avayda zara. So Zokt Bilam, look, the Rabbanu Shalom overlooks things. You don't have to worry, Klal Yisrael. You don't have to worry. Shem took you out of Mitzrayim. Usruas melech boy, kimoy shehareya ene makbid mehira chaveroi, veine meser cherose mimenu. Just like a friend, he's not so makbid. Quickly, on what his friend does to him. Veine meser cherose mimenu. And just because he does things wrong, as Rashi said over there, it's a lashon chibo vireyus. Usruas is a lashon chiva reyes. Shbaruch is Klal Yisrael's friend. Friends overlook things. Friends overlook things, and they don't punish them, and they don't hold it against them. So Zokter Meir Simcha, with this eitzah that Bilam gave to Klal Yisrael ended up sinning with Baal Pa'ar. V'lachein somdu leval Pa'ar, ki lo yiznach Hashem v'lo yabit ba'moven. Because we don't have to worry. Hashem's not going to throw us away. Hashem's not going to look at our averus. V'hu she'omar ha'kosuf. And that's pshat in our pasuk. Hein heino. Hoyu l'v'nei Yisrael. These were the ones who did this averut b'nei Yisrael. Bidvar Bilam. What are the words of Bilam? Which words of Bilam? So Rashi said the Eitzah he gave Midjan. Rav Meir Simcha says, no, you want to know which words Bilam said that brought Klal Yisrael Limsor Mal B'Hashem Al Dvar Po'or V'Atem Yagif Avadas Hashem. The words were Shediber Lo'ihibit Oven B'Yakov. That's Dvar Bilam. The words that he said Lo'ihibit Oven B'Yakov. Wow. Hein Heino Levene Yisobi Dvar Bilam. Those were Bilam's words. Bilam said, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. This is not so in vogue, what I'm going to say. But I think it's very important. V'amech kulam tzadikim. We all know. V'amech kulam tzadikim. Klal Yisrael is all tzadikim. Every year it's a big tzadik. Every year is a big tzadik. Hashem loves you. Taka emes Hashem loves you. But it doesn't mean you should do what you want. Doesn't mean Taka. Yeah, go look in the pasuk in Yeshaya. What it says over there about Amech Kulam Tzadikim. What does it mean about Amech Kulam Tzadikim? Go look in the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, the beginning of Chelak. Talk to Tiferes Yisrael. I think off in art over there. He says when everyone in Klal Yisrael is tzadik. No, you have to upshan the pasuk. Oh, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes everybody, and he punishes, gets rid of the Rishayim, and he gets people cleansed from Averus, and then, V'amechulam tzadikim, Vasilava, he's going to be V'amechulam tzadikim. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek lo'ilam abo, shenemar V'amechulam tzadikim. Avad, everybody has a chelek lo'ilam abo. We have to be very careful. Well, he betoven v'yakov is Bilam's Eitzah. Kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atron yivatron mo'yi, l'visur miderech ha'terev kim lo'yishal. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name of Atar. He's a Marech Af, he's a Rachamon, he's a Oyev, he's Sruas Melech Boy Mamish Chiba Vireyus. We have to be very careful to recognize that yes, there's an obligation. What's right is right, what's right is wrong. And we can't just say, oh, Hashem loves us, it's okay. So yeah, Hashem loves us, everyone's a big tzaddik, and everyone can do what they want, and Lehuda Maisaira. It's not Tyredic. Not Tyredic. There's a katzip of schar and einish. How you present it, every generation is different. Rav Chatzkel Levinstein, Zechayin Levracha, Mamish used to present it to children, the scariest thing, Gehenim, with a cat, with claws. Okay. It's not for our generation. But to erase einish from the Torah, that's not Torah. We have to be careful how we do it. You have to be careful. Say, Hashem loves you. It's okay. Hashem loves you. Of course Hashem loves you. But it might not be okay either. It's not a stira. Do tshuva. That's why he loves you. Do what's right. That's why he loves you. Even if you don't do what's wrong, what's right, he still loves you. But it doesn't mean to say that there's no achrayis. Be very careful. To be very careful how we say it. Zok temer simcha vayter. V'zeh sh'omru b'medrash reish parshas devarim. The medrash in the beginning of devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu over there is giving mussar. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Moshe to Klal Yisrael. Zok de Medrash, Eila HaDvarim, Zeu Shenemar HaPasuk, in Mishlei, Perek Chof, Ches, Pasuk Chof Gimel. Moichiach, let's read the Pasuk inside. Moichiach Odom Acharai, Chein Yimtza. Moichiach Odom Acharai, Chein Yimtza, Mimachlik Loshen. So it's very hard to understand what this word Acharai is. The Mepharshim, Apshat, Rashi, is bothered. Mechiach Adam, says Rashi, someone who gives rebuke to someone else, Acharai Chein, Rashi Epus learns, Acharai Chein Yimtza. Acharai means after, at a later date, he'll find favor in his eyes. And even though initially people don't like to hear rebuke, hear Musar, but later on, there'll be Meitze Chein, Mimachlik Loshen, as opposed to someone who just sweet talks you, that's not, at the end of the day, that's not helpful. And then Rashi brings the Medrash that's here in the beginning of Parshas Devarim in Medrash Rabbah. Zok the Medrash. Pinchas b'shem Reb Chama b'chanin Amar Mechiach ze Moshe. Who's the Mechiach? Moshe Rabbeinu. Adam, who's he giving teichacha to? Eli Yisrael shenemar veten tzayni tzayin marisi Adam atem. Mahu acharai. What is acharai, says the Medrash? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shvil havien acharai. Because he wants to bring them acharai, he wants to bring them after me. Chein yimtza. He's going to find chein. So according to the Medrash, the Pasuk is saying, Moichiach, Moshe Rabbeinu's the Mechiach. Who Adam Klal Yisrael? Acharai, what's he being Mechiach them? That they should follow me. Acharai, it says Rabban Shem, should follow me. Chein Yimsa, that type of person, Moshe Rabbeinu the Mechiach, is Moitze Chein, Gamatzos Chein Beinai. Mimachlik Loshen, better than the one with the slippery tongue. Zokte Medrish, Zebilom, Shehechlik Binevuaisav. He made it slippery with his Nevuais. Ugovalibom, and because of that, they became haughty, v'noflu bashitim, and they fell in shitim. Zokter Meir Simcha, you mamish see what I'm saying over here. You see clearly that Klal Yisrael sinned because of hechlik b'nevuosa, that Bilam, with his nevuos, his slippery nevuos, caused Klal Yisrael to sin. So after Meir Simcha, which nevuos specifically? Or Hibit Oven B'Yakri. If you look at the Pirush Marzav, on the Medrash over here, he writes, Mefarshi Apshat, Chasru Limtzai Pirush HaPasuk V'Oso B'Yodim M'Doichek Tevas Acharai. Like we said, the word Acharai, the Mefarshi Apshat, Rashi and Mishle brings this Medrash in Tanchuma. He says, "V'lei matzasi b'Tanchuma." So he goes and explains it more about Richas over here, the Marzav. But when it comes to Bilam, he says, Who Bilam shehechlik l'shoyne, shediber shaloikert soyne lach nifeim, sheyig ba'alibam v'yechtu v'yiplu. Ba'al shehoyu le Bilam l'ra nefchu kol berchoysa v'klolois v'noflu al yodoy. Now, over Rashi b'mishlei hevisham, so Rashi says in Mishlei, what was hechlik v'nevuoysa? So it's Rashi. So it's interesting. He brings, the Marzav says, the Rashi says, where is this? Al shamar b'diber v'lo yikimena. Kishayimer lohavi ra, eine mekayim, she'ene makbir al ayvoynes Yisrael. So the Marzav says, it looks like he's saying Shem Rashi, but I don't see it here in Rashi and Mishlei. I don't think, we'll look at it in a minute. That that's in the words, V'diber v'lo yikimena. He don't worry. He says he's going to punish you. He's not going to punish you. And that caused Klal Yisrael to sin. Rashi in Mishlei says, brings the Machlok Lashon, says, Bilam, Ha'imel Yisrael dvar mesukanim atoiv alech Yaakov, Moshe machriz, Hishamru lechem, pen yifta levavchem, Uvila machriz, umachnef asu tavaschem, do what you want, ve'enei makbid. Oh, here. V'loi ish v'el v'chazev, as the pasuk says, he's not an ish who's going to be mechazev be'umais. When it comes to the goyim, Hashem doesn't change anything. Avo b'chem oimer v'lo yaseh. So not b'diber v'lo yikimenu, oimer v'lo yaseh. That's the pasuk that he's, that Rashi and Mishlei is using as the example. See it inside. Atayv alech Yaakov shenach Yisrael. Am I missing it here? No, it's before that. Oh. That's the guy be umas ha'olam, says Rashi. That's what the Marzav means. That's referring to Klai, so you don't have to worry about. That's the machlik loshen. Moshe Rabbeinu saying don't do it. Yeah, Bilam says you should do it. Meshech Chachma is using the same idea for a different pasuk. Lehibit oven v'yakov v'leirah ama v'yisrael. But they're all saying the same yisoid, and it's really what the Medrash is telling us. That's the bidvar Bilam. Bilam's Eitzah to Klal Yisrael was a machlik lashayim. Moshe Rabbeinu Adarabba was giving Teichacha to Klal Yisrael. He was being Mechiach Klal Yisrael. Opposite of what Bilam was doing. Bilam's saying you don't have to worry about things. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying you do have to worry about things. Because Hashem loves you, you have to worry about things. That is what the pasuk means here. Hein heino levei yisrael bidvar Bilam. The Eitzah that Bilam gave to Klal Yisrael. What Eitzah did he give to Klal Yisrael? Lehibit Oven B'Yakrif. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a wonderful day.